When America had a strong middle class in the 1950s and 1960s, corporations paid high and rising wages and benefits to unionized workers. The rich paid marginal tax rates as high as 91%, and the federal government undertook and accomplished great things, like building the interstate highway system and landing a human on the moon. But beginning in the 1970s, corporations launched a class war against the middle class, shutting down unionized factories in the Northeast and moving capital in search of cheaper labor. The Reagan administration accelerated this attack on American workers, slashed taxes on the rich, and began a 30-year campaign of government bashing at home and abroad that gave big corporations unprecedented power over people's lives and the Earth's resources. In my new book, The Middle Class Fights Back, I present an agenda of institutional and policy reform that can restore middle class prosperity.